Isn't it better to say,
let all acquaintance be forgot? And
I don't know all the words to this song. Something Bubby forgot. Yeah. That always reminds me of...
And that's pretty much exactly the way it sounds, no matter where you were last night.
Yep. What it always reminds me of, It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah. They do that. One of the weird things is that most people, I would say 90% of the people I know do nothing on New Year's.
Really?
Eve.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Most people I know say, we go home, we watch a little of the ball dropping maybe, and that's about it. Then we go to bed.
I've always done something on New Year's Eve.
Me and you both.
One year we didn't, remember? One year we didn't. No, that was Valentine's Day. That wasn't New Year's.
No.
And we've always done something on New Year's.
On New Year's, well, ever since we've been married, we've gone to Wisconsin. And I think for the last 8 years, we've gone to Wisconsin and gone out on New Year's with your friends.
Right. That was our tradition. Yeah.
And, but even before that,
we did, we went out.
I mean,
we always did stuff together.
Yeah. I don't hardly ever remember even, ever since I was a teenager, I've always had something to do on New Year's.
Yeah, always did something on New Year's.
And, always found a place to be and stay out of trouble. And
I don't remember before then. I always had something to do though, with
lock-ins something. Or Harley parties.
I wasn't gonna miss staying up all night.
Something.
Yeah. And this year,
we're going to a lodge. We're breaking our tradition of going to Wisconsin because I'm out of vacation days. It's very sad, and I have one left. And it's just not enough to get there, I don't think.
No.
If we left on the... No. Anyway.
Not
going to
happen.
Not going to happen. So, So, we can't go to Wisconsin and get with our friends.
We will be sleeping.
Yeah, we're sleeping right now.
Yeah.
Whenever you listen to this, if you're listening to this on the first, we're sleeping.
We're sleeping because we probably didn't get home till 4 a.m. Because we're going to it's a very nice lodge, like 30 minutes from here. And our friend, my friend April, her husband John is in a band.
John's done some of the music. Brian Bridges has done 99% of our music, but John actually has done some of our music for the show. And he was on a few episodes a long time ago. And but anyway, he's a good friend of ours.
Yes.
And
he's
in a band. Well, he put together this band for his college reunion, and they basically played a lot of 80s stuff.
He showed me the playlist though. He said they had to do a little country cuz people like country. He's like, "Yeah, I don't really want to do country, but we're doing a little country."
So
the playlist looked good.
Yeah. Look funny.
This is going to be nice. They're going to have a big buffet.
Shrimping
the whole big New Year's buffet. And so it'll be fun. We're going to have a lot of our friends there. I'm looking forward to it.
There's going to be a lot of people there from Silver Springs. So we're going to have a lot of friends from Silver Springs there. Which will be different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be a different. And April and I have been wanting to have New Year's together for years and years. She's like, "Well, you stay here." So we'll finally get to. And her, she's going to, you'll have two dates because he'll be in the band all night. Does he know he's not invited?
That's right. How you doing?
Hi, Grandpa. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Sure?
Yeah. Another year.
Yeah.
Yeah, old 2008's gone to bed, and 2009's woke up.
Are you sure you're woke up?
Oh, I'm awake. I'm awake. Yeah. I remember '09 the first time around.
As in 1909?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The good old days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ain't had none of this fancy stuff y'all got now.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. But listen, I didn't come here to tell you about all that. I don't want no reminiscing about the old days. I know you young people don't have time for any of that.
I like to reminisce.
No, I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
I just wanted to come in and share with you the prayer I always say on my tradition. Our tradition is to go out and have a good time.
Okay.
My tradition is to say this prayer.
Okay.
I call it my senility prayer.
Your what?
My senility prayer.
Senility?
God grant me the senility to forget the people that I never liked anyway. The good fortune to run into the ones that I do, and the eyesight to tell the difference. That's my serenity.
That's a good one. Well, Grandpa, I like
thank
that.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I hope you have a good 2009.
We hope you do, too. We hope to see you in 2010.
Well, I'm going back to bed.
Okay.
All right.
We'll see you next year.
Grandpa sounded a little, his voice isn't working. His voice isn't really working. Yeah. None of our voices are working. I got my Texas frog in my throat.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, anyway, I hope that everybody out there had a safe New Year's. And,
yes. And if do people make, now we do not make New Year's resolutions here. The McFaddens do not make resolutions.
No, I have a theme. I have a year.
But he has a theme for the year. Yeah,
I haven't made a theme for next year.
You haven't picked it.
I haven't picked a theme for next year yet.
And I write it down in my journal every year. So it'd be fun to go back and see all of our themes.
Last year was... I don't even remember my pie. I don't remember.
I don't think you gave one last year.
Did we not do one last year?
I don't think you did.
2 years ago was the year of living dangerously.
Year of change.
Which was about going to the dentist and doing a lot of things that I had not done because of, fear, I guess.
Going to the
stuff
dentist.
Like that. I mean, I wasn't like jumping off of bridges, but I mean, stuff like going to the dentist or, you know, doing things that I had put off because of one reason or another.
Yeah.
And some of them were valid, like going to the dentist. That was very, it was very valid that I shouldn't have gone. And rededicated myself to not ever going to the dentist again.
Oh, okay.
Because of that experience.
You're not going to get your tooth fixed.
And then we had the year of new beginnings.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And which me and Faith got together, and Faith got married that year, and just different things like that. So I don't know what our theme will be for next year.
We'll have to think about that.
I remember it was the year of deeper faith, or the year of all or nothing, or the year of something like that. three years ago. That I don't know what it's called, but it was a very spiritual one. I don't remember, but anyway, so it'll be interesting to see what we come up with this year.
Yeah, I want to hear people's New Year's resolutions.
You do, but you don't like resolutions.
I didn't say I didn't like them. I just don't do them. I don't mind if other people do them. I don't.
I don't do them.
Because, I mean, you know, most people, like, I'm going to work out and stuff. I mean, I work out all the time.
I do them after the year. Like, my resolution for 2009 was to, not wreck my motorcycle. And I've kept it.
You don't even have a motorcycle.
I do
anymore.
Too. It's in Temple.
Yeah, but you haven't even touched it in like 4 years.
So see, there you go. I kept it.
Well, there you go.
If you make all your resolutions after the year is over, mm-hmm. then you keep them.
You're
all.
Good.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Well, I resolute for 2009 to lose 20 pounds. Ah, I did it. How about that?
Good for
Isn't
you.
That great.
But now you, but you see, but you resoluted to lose another 20 pounds.
And I haven't resoluted. I have set a goal. That's different.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
Hey.
This door's getting
Shh. Can y'all keep it down in here?
I'm not talking loud.
Good grief. Shh.
Where'd you go last night?
Oh, Lou's, you know. Lou's. The old Lou down there where I go down and witness to all the people that hang out at the bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go witness to them.
Yeah. Well, they tricked me.
Why are you have a hangover then?
Oh, they tricked me. They told me it was iced tea, and they gave me champagne.
Oh, you have a champagne headache? Champagne headaches are the worst.
Oh, good grief, girl. Please, will you please shush it? You're giggling.
Shush.
You're giggle dancing on my last nerve.
Shush it. Shush it.
Seriously.
Shush it.
You know what happened last night?
Ooh, that didn't sound good. I didn't mean that.
What'd you say, girl? That's
to replay that segment.
Yeah.
I bet I hear that on the Jen and Dave show.
I'm sure you will.
Oh, did I tell you what happened down at the bar?
No, yeah, you were witnessing and they gave you champagne.
Oh, no. This is another thing here.
What? Yeah.
You know, Mildred. Mildred's married to Uncle Frank.
Y'all can see him.
You know, Uncle Frank. Mildred. Anyway, Mildred stands up. She stands up, you know, it was pretty late, about 11:30 or so. About 11, oh, it was later than that because it was getting close to New Year's, probably 11:50, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
She stands up and she says, I want everybody at the stroke of midnight to give the person, you know, to give their person that's made their life meaningful just a great big hug, you know. Well, you know, the strike of midnight came, and they nearly killed the bartender, Lou. He nearly got trampled to death.
It's hard to be in a place where everybody loves you so much.
Yeah. You know, I thought about all the evils of drinking.
Yeah.
You know, and I made a resolution to stop thinking.
To stop thinking?
That's a pretty good one there. Oh, it hurts when I laugh. Oh. Okay, I'm going to go now. I'll see y'all later. Oh, dang it. That hurts, too. He's too much. I think he had a little too much last night.
I think so.
You know, it's not a sin to drink. It is a sin to get drunk.
Yes, it is.
So let's.
Did he repent for that?
I don't think Buford repents. Mm-hmm. No, he repents for much.
I don't understand why people drink too much anyway.
Why is that?
Because, I mean, at one time, once.
Once.
One time.
One time. I'm listening.
What was more? I was actually thinking that actually more than once. but the last time.
The last time. Not one time. Last time.
But the last time, a long time ago.
Last time, a long time ago.
That in my previous life.
You had too much to drink.
And I had too much to drink. And I don't, I just don't, I said it's from like, that point, that next day. I said, I will never do that ever again. I don't understand why. This is not fun. It's not worth it.
Ooh.
And it was awful.
It was awful.
And that was 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
So there you go. I was like, I'm done.
Yep.
And I remember saying, Lord, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
I guess probably once or twice.
For my lack of self-control.
I have drank too much to drive, you know, since we've been together. I've, you know, once or twice I've said, I don't think I need to be driving.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never gotten past that point.
No.
It's like, okay, because if I get to that point, it's like, okay, I need to quit.
Yeah.
You know? This last summer when we were in Wisconsin, I think, didn't I say I'd had too many?
I don't know.
You had to drive. You drove from the...
I don't know.
We were meeting your friends.
You didn't act like it.
Yeah, I think you drove. I think I told you.
Yeah, but you didn't act like it.
No, because I immediately try to act sober as soon as I realize I've drank too much. I try to act sober, you know. It's like, oh, okay, I've got to pull it together. I'm going to be stupid, you know. And the other thing I do is stop drinking because I feel embarrassed. It embarrasses me that I had too much.
Yeah.
Because before, in my old life,
yeah,
I didn't care.
Right.
It's like, I get drunk, I'm having a good time.
Be an idiot.
Yay.
Yeah.
But now it's like I realize, you know, I'm on the verge of sinning here.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really think it's a sin if you accidentally have one too many drinks. Okay. You know, you're drinking and you go, oh, you know, you got carried away in your conversation and you had one too many and you realize, oh my goodness, I just stood up and went to the bathroom and realized I shouldn't be driving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you've sinned yet. Yeah. It's at that point.
If you make the point to keep going,
then you're in sin. So it sobers me. It is a sobering.
I'm sure people will disagree with us.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure we'll get lots of nice little emails
hate drinking emails.
You hypocritical Baptist drinkers. You. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Whatever. I mean, for a lot of people, it's best not to drink. And no, I completely agree with that. If you don't believe in drinking, hey, more power to you. I'm not condemning anybody for teetotaling.
If you don't know when that point is, just say, I'm done.
Are you,
bring me water, then you don't need to be drinking.
You don't need to be drinking. That's fine. And if you don't you know, if you don't think your children should be drinking, that's good.
Drink in front of them, yeah.
Good.
There but, you go.
But just I just draw the line of you telling me I can't drink. Because Jesus was a good winemaker. I read it in the Bible.
But you don't take our pastors up on that.
No. Our pastors, they cut that part out of the Bible.
Yeah, they don't like that.
That wasn't real wine. That's what it says. It says wine. There's other kinds of wine, but wine? It was grape juice.
It was not.
Anyway.
It's fermented.
What was I talking about? I had this. Well, it's New Year's, but you know, I had this topic that's not really New Year's.
Oh, okay.
Hey, and we did watch a movie. We watched The Wager. First of all, for Christmas, I got a Roku. My dad bought me a Roku. Which if you don't know what that is, if you have Netflix, if you don't have Netflix, hello, what are you doing? You either A, don't watch movies, which is fine.
Yeah.
Or B, you're buying them from some rental store somewhere? That's insane.
Yeah, that's silly. That's so old school.
Netflix.com. Anyway, so I have Netflix.com. I've had it for a long time. But my dad bought me this little box called Roku, which allows me to actually watch the movies on my television from Netflix without them coming in the mail. I just turn it on and I can watch them, and yeah, it doesn't charge me per movie.
No,
it's same rate. It doesn't cost me any more money at all.
And they're getting more and more movies on. They're going to switch to that eventually, where all their movies are just going to be in their little box.
That's their goal. They've got projects to do, and they're working on it. Yep. But they have tons of documentaries.
And they have tons of regular movies too. I mean, they have everything out. Sure. They even have new stuff.
Yeah. We watched Ratatouille today.
Uh-huh. Helen did. Yeah.
Or Helen did, yeah. So, just great. But I'm a documentary. I love documentaries. And they have so many good documentaries out there. And so it's nice because I can just turn them on. I watched three of them last night while you were gone. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was great. I watched a Mark Twain. I finished up The Shakers. Watched Mark Twain and...
Finished up The Shakers with you.
Did you?
Yeah.
And then Tom Dowd. I watched Tom Dowd, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is very interesting. Tom Dowd was a music engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not a producer. I mean, he did produce some, but he was mainly an engineer. He was doing it just as a sideline then. His mom was an opera star, and his dad was like a stage manager or something.
Well, and he played the violin and the piano.
They were both mm-hmm. very wealthy and very well known and very, very successful. And he played the violin and stuff, but he wasn't really all that interested in music. What he was interested in was science. And he went to college to be a chemical engineer or mm-hmm, something like mm-hmm. that. And they were looking for, and he actually in high school, he started working at this record store. He was an engineer. I mean, he liked to put things together. He was like he liked science and the electrical engineer. So he started putting together these little machines and helping record. And he started that when he was 15 years old. Anyway, so when he finally got into college, he went in as a chemical engineer, I think, or electrical engineer, or sound engineer. I don't remember what he went in as. But anyway, he worked on the Manhattan Project. They recruited him to work on the Manhattan Project because wow. he was still young. He was still really young. Yeah. He was like 16, 17 years old. And but he was already in college, but they liked that because he wasn't draftable yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then so here he was, 16-year-old kid working on the Manhattan Project. Anyway, when he became draftable, they drafted him, sent him to Killeen, I think, they sent him somewhere for his mm-hmm, basic training. Mm-hmm. Sent him right back to the same place.
Yeah,
and he was assigned to the Manhattan Project, and so. What was interesting was when he kept thinking he was, you know, when all this was going on, and this is what he was going to do for a living, uh-huh. and he was just doing this music thing as a side thing.
Right.
But meanwhile, he was working with all these great, I mean, he was working with just all these.
Just on the side?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was working with all these great people. I mean, this is before Aretha Franklin, uh-huh. before all that. He was working with these people. I don't even remember now the names, but it was famous people. And anyway, he finally got up. And he decided he was going to go back to college, and he was very successful in the music business by this point. He was mm-hmm. he was being searched because he developed the 8-track recorder, and he developed stereo. He was recording in stereo before they could even produce stereo albums.
Really?
Yeah, because he was using 2-track. And then he went to an 8-track. He developed the first 8-track. And so anyway, he was doing all that. Well, and they finally got, when the war was over and everything, he went back to go to college to finish. He said, you know, another year of college, I'll be done. And then I'll have my career as a chemical engineer, mm-hmm. nuclear mm-hmm. physicist mm-hmm. or whatever. And he went to the college and they said, well, you know, all that stuff was top secret. You can't bring any of that with you. You can't know. You can't come here and know any of that. So he would have to go back and take pre-war physics and pre-war all this. I mean, all the classes.
Really?
Yeah, because all the classes were still right, pre all of this.
Yeah.
So he was going to have to go back and take these pre stuff, you know, and not tell anybody about the new stuff that was going on, mm-hmm. and to get his degree. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't use anything he couldn't use any of his college. So it was 4 more years of ancient stuff. Yeah. And he was like, I'm done with that. So anyway, so there you go. So he ended up going back and recorded with Aretha Franklin and Ray Charles. And he got a B-side from Ray Charles. Ray Charles was singing like Nat King Cole. Mm-hmm. He was imitating Nat King Cole. And he got a B-side. Where Ray Charles was just being Ray Charles, mm-hmm. and he says, "I want that," you know. And he developed this thing where when he went down to Florida and kind of started his own studio down there, and he developed this thing where he would he went to see the Allman Brothers, mm-hmm. and he would just walk around the room and he listened to them play mm-hmm. while they were practicing, while they were playing a song, and then he would go into the behind the mixer there mm-hmm. and try to recreate the sound he heard outside so that it sounded real, you know.
Oh.
And anyway, so then he was developing, you know, he was using 16 tracks and all this other stuff.
Well, and he knew music well. So
but when he first started, it was before tape. They were recording directly to vinyl.
Yeah.
So you had one take to get it right, mm-hmm. you know. And anyway, he developed all these studios. He developed Atlantic Studios, and he designed them mm-hmm. and built them. And all that, and
wow.
Stacks.
So did they ever get to? I saw that little clip where Clapton was like, "Yeah, I'm not. I wasn't all that interested in him."
Yeah. Well, what happened was is that he hooked up. What was his name? Dwayne Allman mm-hmm. was a big fan of Eric Clapton.
From the Allman Brothers.
And Eric Clapton was a big fan of Dwayne Allman. Mm-hmm. But neither one of them knew it. Neither one knew the other one liked. Well, he kind of made the connection mm-hmm. and got them together.
Oh, okay.
And that was the result. The result of that, them two being together, was Layla. They played, mm-hmm. They did Layla together. And you can hear both of the guitars playing duet on Layla. So we got the wonderful Layla because of Tom Dodd.
Mm.
Dowd, I think Dowd. His name. Yeah. And he's still making, or he died in 2002.
As it says, he's still living. Yeah, died in 2002. Pretty old.
And he was still working with musicians and stuff.
Wow.
And it was just amazing.
Huh.
He was a genius. Well, that was for free.
Yeah.
I hadn't even planned on talking about that. Well, we watched a movie called The Wager.
Yeah.
We already
talked about that.
We did?
Yeah.
I don't have it on my review list.
Yeah, I think we talked about that because I fell asleep and it wasn't really the best Randy Travis.
Yeah.
I've ever seen.
It was all right. I thought it was okay. Well, okay. I'll look and see if it's on the website.
I got Bella in my stocking for Christmas.
Yes, isn't that cool?
I'm going to watch it again.
And I got Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, which I've never had. I've had the other two, and I haven't had that one. So yeah. Now I'm going to have to watch all three of them together.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
It's going to be Lord of the Rings Trilogy Marathon!
You can invite Alex over. He'll watch those with you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoever.
Yeah, whatever.
Any geeks that want to come over and watch that with me, feel free. We'll have Cheetos and tea. It'll be great. I'll buy some Mountain Dew. We'll get zits together. It'll be great.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. I'm not really that kind of.
You're not.
But I love Lord of the Rings.
Well, yes, you do. But for so different reasons than geeks like it.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, way different.
I got a little geek in me.
Little bit, but not. No, see, and I know.
Yeah,
I have been around.
Yeah, you've been some hardcore geeks. Okay?
I've been around some hardcore geeks.
Now wait a minute. There comes a point where
you
it stops
are
being
not
geek and starts being nerd. Okay.
No, they were hardcore geeks. Mm-hmm.
I'm not a hardcore geek.
No,
I'm like a softcore geek.
No, you're neither.
I'm not really even a softcore geek. I sort of dabble in geekdom.
Geekdom. You're a geek wannabe.
No, I'm not a geek wannabe. let's not twist it that far around. Yeah. I'm about to go lose my voice.
Okay, well, then we better go.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Sound effects and whoop calls and, you know. Yeah, there you go. That's good. That's good. We'll do that. Okay, sure.
I did that for Helen. I said, it's a round of applause, Helen.
And you did the round. And she went around. It's 2009. Yay. Yeah, woo. Yeah, you got whatever you said there. Yeah. 2009, here we come. I'm just going through my sound effects now. Okay, I'll quit. All right, let me find my exit music, and we will see all of you as soon as we recover. Tomorrow? No, I don't think we'll see him tomorrow.
We won't see him tomorrow? No.
Tomorrow is is Friday.
Yeah.
But we don't have a show for Friday.
We don't?
No.
Oh, we're not going to do a show for Friday?
Well, maybe we'll, by the time Friday gets here, we'll do a show. We'll do a show on New Year's afternoon.
Okay.
You think we could do that?
Maybe.
Think we could schedule that? Maybe we'll do it live so
after
everybody can see it.
After we do our black-eyed peas.
Mm-hmm. We have to have black-eyed peas. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked me today if they... Oh, it was Gorkon. He asked today if we did sauerkraut and... Wieners or I don't even know what it is. Sauerkraut and brats. Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Sauerkraut and bratwurst.
I don't eat sauerkraut, but I eat
on New Year's. And I said, I don't do sauerkraut and anything ever.
Anytime.
Sauerkraut, no good.
No good.
Sour. It's got sour in the name.
Not good.
It's got kraut in the name.
Was it kraut like some...
Slang for German.
Slang for like a bad. It wasn't good. He's a kraut.
Yeah, it was a bad German thing.
My dad knew all those terms because he grew up in that.
Cuss in German?
He grew up in that era, you know. So he heard, you know. I mean, he was a kid.
But
during World War II.
Germans can say goodnight and sound like they're cussing.
Oh,
you
that's
know?
True.
It's like. They're either going to hawk something up on you or they're cursing at you. You can't figure it out. Farfgnugen. Oh, buddy, you better. That's fighting words. Let's go outside. I don't know what you said, but my mama's offended.
I do know cuss words in German.
In German, really?
I do.
Good.
No.
Oh, bad. Well, I know that it's good that you know, because that way if somebody's in German talking
then
to
if
me,
they say
I know
something,
you're kind of
they're
cussing.
I'll know what they're saying.
Sure. It's always good. My voice is just about
it's
gone.
Pretty sad that there's one of the few things that I remember from my German language classes.
The only thing
Ein,
you remember.
Ein, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sexy, bin auch neun, zehn.
See? You said a cuss word in there.
No,
I heard
I didn't.
Sexy in there or something.
Sounds seven.
Like cussing at me. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go gargle with razor blades or something.
Oh, salt and water. I'll mix it up for you.
That sounds disgusting. Yeah, razor
blades. You want
blades
some honey
instead?
And whiskey?
Ooh, that'd be better. Yeah, okay. Let's do that. All right, everybody. Happy New Year. Vios.
Vios con
Dios. Dios all year long.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.